This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, reproductive rights advocates are calling on New Mexico legislators to recognize and investigate decades of forced sterilization of indigenous women and others. And the NCI conference in Seattle highlights the Native vote. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. For decades, starting in 1907, indigenous women and women of color across the country were sterilized without their informed consent. Last week, a coalition of women's reproductive rights advocates called on New Mexico legislators to create a commission to investigate the abuses. KUNM's Jeanette DeDios has more.
Numerous reports show sterilizations peaked in the 1960s through the late 70s. That's when upwards of 70,000 indigenous women were forced or coerced into sterilization procedures by the Indian Health Service and contracted physicians, including those at the University of New Mexico. By the mid-1970s, at least 25% of indigenous women of childbearing age had been sterilized. Executive Director of Indigenous Women Rising, Rachel Lorenzo from the Mescalero Apache in Laguna Pueblo, says she was a target of coercion.
Doctors refused to take out my IUD, despite the fact the copper IUD, which is called Paragard, made me bleed for 10 months, and four different doctors refused to take it out because it was working the way it was supposed to. And they said I was too young at 22 to have another baby.
The proposed joint memorial would establish a memorial to victims, but also a Truth and Reconciliation Commission that would make New Mexico the first U.S. state to formally investigate and acknowledge the violations done to indigenous women. Democratic State Senator Linda Lopez agreed that the legislature needs to acknowledge the role New Mexico played in this history.
It wasn't us who are here in the roundhouse at this point in time. And yes, it was maybe another governmental entity, but Madam Chair, I think those of us who are elected have a responsibility to say this should never have happened, this will not happen, and that we apologize.
Democratic State Representative Michelle Paulina Beda says there also needs to be more resources for educating youth about reproductive care. New Mexico currently doesn't have a law on forced sterilization. For National Native News, I'm Jeanette DeDios.
The Native vote was center stage Tuesday morning at the National Congress of American Indians Annual Convention in Seattle. Panelists discussed various barriers facing Native voters and efforts to protect Native voting rights. Matthew Campbell, deputy director at the Native American Rights Fund, was on the panel. He says the states of the Native votes across the country has its ups and downs.
Typically, a voter might choose to only vote in the presidential election every 4 years. But I think it's really critical to remember that if we elect candidates of our choice in the state legislature, for the school boards, you know, every single race really can make a difference in our lives. If we elect people that lift up and fight for tribal sovereignty at the state level, that's really important. And if we elect people that are aware about our culture and our tradition at the school board level, that's also really important.
Janie Parrish is the executive director of Arizona Native Vote. She says work on Native voting issues takes place year-round and not just during big election years like presidential or midterms.
Like many issues, whether it's tribal sovereignty, climate, education, there are people constantly working on these issues, whether that's on advocacy side or lobbying or policy. It's the same thing with civic engagement and voting and elections.
Parrish is a panelist on civic engagement in Indian Country Wednesday afternoon. Voting is just one of the many issues attendees of the NCEI Annual Convention are focusing on. Organizers say this year's convention is seeing record numbers, with 2,500 people registered. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull in the KLCC studios of Eugene, Oregon.